And that's the name of the band, by the way. It's not Deep Blue something. I can't remember what the end of it is. It is actually Deep Blue something. Okay, it's 10 to 7. I'd like to welcome to my special guest into the studio tonight, David Jeggs. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Cliff. How you doing?
I'm all right, mate. Not too bad. I'm just getting over my man flu, so I'm back on the land of the living at the minute.
Takes months. I won over Christmas. The whole of December was just a write-off of just... I mean, I must have, you know, kept pharmaceutical companies in business. It's terrible.
Well, do you know what? I don't even get cold, so for me, it really knocked me sideways for the week. And saying before, I did my shows last week, and I sounded like a cross between Barry White and Bob Geldof, but I'm getting back to my normal Scouse drawl now, so people will be used to me. So first of all, I mean, anyone who's listened to my show since I've been on here will know that I've played a lot of Ragamuffin stuff. They'll be used to your songs. But for those who are tuning in for the first time tonight, or who may not know an awful lot about you... Here's your chance to tell us a little bit about the history of the Ragamuffins and how things came about and what's going on.
Yeah, well, we were a band that I started kind of way back... Oh, good, not the microphone over there. way back, it was almost like a college project thing, just between friends, and then people gradually moved away. We got different people in, and that started out with, you know, I think it was me. We had a keyboard player who's a good friend of mine, Jules, a bass player, Paul... And a mate of ours, Richard, playing drums, and then gradually people went away to college and that, and we'd knocked the band on the head, really. Then a really good friend of ours from Highton, a guy called Ed Feary, he basically said he was setting up a record label called 7L Records, well, 7L Recordings, as he always used to tell me off for. And he said, obviously, you always liked your music. Would you like to put a single out? And that single became a record, and we put the band together. I'd always wanted to have a brass section in the band, and there was sort of like an almost like a Magnificent Seven element to it, where the first people we got in to play on that record, which became a record called Irony Curtain, mm-hmm. it was like meeting people in cafes, and then ultimately we got to like six or seven people. And obviously, sadly, some people have kind of moved away again. But yeah, it's just kind of evolved, and it's, you know, always been my kind of like baby and as such. But yeah, it's a nice process, and it's evolved very naturally. And I mean, I don't think there's been anyone that we've fallen out with who's gone on to like different things. And
so that's probably, I mean, the first time that I saw you was, I'll tell you the story, I'd gone to the Academy in Liverpool to watch Ian Prowse's Christmas gig. And it was December 2012,
yeah.
Was it? And that's where we used to try and get in, because my mate Nick was always wanting getting in early. And if you know me and our mate, you know that we're last minute.
Yeah.
But we got in early that night, and he said, there's a band called the Ragamuffins on. And I went, it's a strange name for the band, but we'll see what these are like. And we stood about halfway back in Academy 2, I think it was, wasn't it?
The smaller one.
And I thought, wow, yeah, how good is that? Because, I mean, you don't see many bands that have got the brass section and stuff.
No.
And, you know, I thought, yeah, these are good. And we were watching bits of it on the screen, and what, because it was we were quite far back. But we said then, oh, we'll have to go and see this band again. Yeah. And that was that December time. And I think then we managed to catch it at Mellow, not long after that.
Yeah, with Felix.
Yeah.
It was a really strange night, that, because upstairs, Band of Skulls were playing.
That's right,
And they were supported by a band called Folks, who our guitarist and one of our trumpet players, Tom, he used to play for them.
Right.
So, we all knew, well, most of us knew Tom. I didn't at the time, but we were kind of chatting to him backstage, and... then obviously Zavi was playing drums, was like, oh, he's great, him, you know. I was like, oh, is he? And you know, he's an unbelievable guitarist. I mean, he's a pretty good trumpet player, but he's just like an unbelievable guitarist. So and he plays for a couple of, I mean, he plays for a brilliant band called Cattle and Cane.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing like an orchestral arrangement for them in the Northeast. I think they're doing like a Middlesbrough Town Hall show, and he's like done all the orchestral arrangement for them. He's a bit of a genius.
Knows his stuff then.
Yeah. And so yeah, we've got.
So your band's evolved from then, because I say I remember Ed, I remember seeing Ed and a couple of the other guys, and obviously everyone, people move on, and but the, you know, you're the constant there anyway. You're the man who does, you write the songs and everything else. So you know, you are the Ragamuffins for us.
Yeah,
you're lucky. You got some great guys with you. I mean, Sam's a great keyboard player. Whenever we've seen you playing Fripp on guitar, and you're what a band. Yeah. Is Flo still with you? Does he?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, I mean. Obviously, he works in town now, so so he's a busy man, and you know, gotta keep the. I mean, you know, you can't look as sharp as him without working in fashion.
No, he's so a cool man, isn't he?
He is the best dressed man in Liverpool, and I challenge anyone to prove me wrong.
Well, he's probably the best looking man in Liverpool as well. I remember when we saw the he was part of Ian Prowse's band when we saw them at Christmas, and Ian Prowse he was introducing his band, and he said the sexiest man on stage tonight, Florin, and he just stood there like, you know, well, whatever. But he's a nice guy as well, isn't he? So down to earth, he's a crack. But the good thing is like if people dropping in and dropping out, and then because we've seen you in so many different forms where it's just been yourself, just been you and Sam and one other, and it always works. It's always works. The songs are that good that you can do them. I mean, and that's one of the things I was going to ask you as well. I mean, do you feel comfortable just going out on your own and playing acoustically? Like, I know you do. Are you okay? And some people are not. I mean, some people, like the likes of Chris Difford, when we saw him playing on his own in the cavern, he just didn't look comfortable to me, being not surrounded by his band. He was really good, but he didn't look the same.
Well, I would say it sort of depends on the environment. I mean I did a support gig for Graham Goldman, obviously 10cc, last I think it was either September October time, and it was like a silent audience in between the songs, and I love that because I don't have Sam sort of interjecting when I'm trying to tell an anecdote and starting to play the thing that Tony Hart used to have on the Art Attack show. I forget what it was called. Grief. I was too young anyway.
It's like Vision On or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So you can be a bit more sort of relaxed and explain the songs. Whereas obviously when you're playing with the band, it's a bit more of a kind of performance. I mean, the songs obviously are the star of the band because I mean that's the thing that gives you an identity, I suppose. And you can sort of let them breathe a bit more when you're playing acoustically. Whereas if you've got the band, you want to think, right, well, we need a big song to start with, or alternatively, you can think, well, we can just like play into it and have a nice quiet intro and build up. And so you've kind of got more to work with when you've got a band. Mm-hmm. But I love it all.
It's, you just love playing, don't you?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you've got an audience there who are enjoying what you're doing, you don't care whether it's you and one mate, you and your big gang of everybody, or what. It's just great.
Yeah. Good. So your album that's just come out, Cause of Causes. How did you go about writing that, putting that together? I mean, everyone's seems to have their own little way of doing the song. So
this has been a very different sort of process, because for the first time we have done. I mean, other albums we've done a lot of stuff ourselves, and we've got a little studio because Fripp's based in Manchester, and he's got like a rehearsal room there that we've used to record things in the past, and got all our mics nicely set up. And but this time we pretty much done everything there. We did all the drums there over two sessions. But Will, our drummer now, he's been living in China for the past 6 months.
Nice.
So he went over there to do some teaching and to do a bit of a drum course as well, because there's like a sort of jazz school over there that he was doing some work at.
That's cool.
So so he basically did all his parts before he went. And one of the things was, like, two of the songs on the record are little samples of other things that he played and like outtakes. Because Kosmischerstadt or Star City is like an outtake that he played wrong at the wrong speed for Oxygen, which is one of the other songs, and it was like, I was like, oh, that sounds so good. And so I basically looped it round, and what sounds like a snare hit is a mistake in me plugging a jack lead into my guitar and not realising I had all the mics on, and it made this massive wall of feedback of like a psh, and I was like, oh, whoa, and then that was it. I was like, that sounds quite cool, actually. So I linked that into my keyboard and just like played that in. So I was just like sat pressing one note on the keyboard for 5 minutes of the song. So, but yeah, so like different people had come in at different times. I mean, we've now got we got a little brass section to play on this. So we've got our friend Caitlin, who's played for us a couple of times on saxophone. Mm-hmm. And she did a lot of the kind of brass arrangement for this. And we got another mate of ours, Roland, as well, to play on some of those things. So I Won't Weep, they play on. Last Rites, Caitlin plays sax on. And a couple of, and we also got one of our good mates, Buzz, or George, he plays violin as well, as occasionally standing in on bass when Alex is away travelling the frozen waste to the frozen waste to the Baltic on like ships and things. So Buzz fills in on bass, but he's a, you know, brilliant violin player as well. And we got Will's girlfriend Ellie to play cello as well. So they've done some of the orchestral arrangements on the record as well. So it's been, I mean, it has been a group effort, but it was sort of like we did a lot of the kind of groundwork first of all, and then it kind of evolved and evolved and evolved. And that's one of the great things about doing it yourself. You don't, you've not got the pressure of having to get everything done in a studio. I mean, it's great to go in there and be able to smash out a record in 2 days. But you do feel a little bit stressed, and you're kind of putting so much money into it, into hiring a studio. And if you've obviously got a lot of the equipment yourself, and you can, and you know what you're doing, then it takes a lot of the pressure off you.
Of course,
you.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me, you know, from your last album over on the Shipping Forecast, it seems to have moved on from there for me. And I think it's a great sound. I mean, I've been playing, I call it Star City because I couldn't say
Cosmish. Well, I came up with the idea for that. I had the title of Star City. It was driving back from a gig in London that I'd been doing on my own. And you go up the M6, you go past Birmingham, and there's a big sort of shopping centre and entertainment complex called Star City.
Oh, right.
And I was thinking, yeah, I can't call it Star City because it just sounds like an S Club 7 song or something. It just, that sounds a bit ridiculous. So I was like, well, if I could, and then and because it's got this sort of Neu sort of krautrock style drums, the, yeah, I was like, well, if I call it like the German thing, that'd be cool. But I've taken loads of like the artwork we've done for it is very sort of Soviet. Yeah. So. So I suppose it's definitely sort of old East German, yeah. So was, but no, it was, yeah, I mean, that was one of the, I mean, that kind of record, just, it was, as soon as I had the chorus, it was like, well, that's pretty, all you need to do is find a way to get to that chorus, and yeah, it was, that was, when we kind of sat down and played that for the first time as a band, it was like, this is great, much fun.
It's great.
So it's just like, yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, even like some of the other guys in like different bands of like, oh, when you're playing Star City, and it's like, yeah, second song, but we might put it last now because otherwise you're going to leave after we play that. It's a belter.
It is a belter indeed. I'd say when I first got it, I'm like, I'm not going to say that. Yeah. And then as soon as I heard the hook Star City, I thought, right, I'm calling it Star City.
Yeah.
That'll do for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great. I mean, how can people get hold of the album as well? I've had a few people have asked me as well. I mean, I certainly want a copy off you tonight.
Yeah, so. Okay, yeah. Well, you can get a physical copy through our Bandcamp site, which is The Ragamuffins, and that's 1G, theragamuffins.bandcamp.com. I'm sure, you know, they'll be able to get links from you, Cliff, as well.
Yeah, yeah, I'll certainly put people in the right direction, yeah.
You can get us on iTunes if you just search for The Ragamuffins. We're on Apple Music, we're on Amazon. You can stream the album on Spotify if you know, you don't want us to get us any money whatsoever. Oh. And but no, get us on Spotify.
That's the tight way, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, but get us on Spotify because it's good, and you obviously get links into playlists, and more people discover you. So, you know, I shouldn't be so cynical about.
Well, I must admit, I mean, although God knows how many thousand CDs I've got, most of the time, because it's easy, I just stick Spotify on and listen to stuff on there, I must say. But that said, I mean, I do go out and buy the stuff as well, so I'm not a tight
No, it's all right. It is amazing. Like, you discover so much great stuff on
there. We were saying this last week, I was talking to Mark Fomer on Thursday, and he was saying, you know, we said, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing, the internet? And saying, well, you've got access to absolutely anything from like the 1920s right up to today, so it can't be a bad thing, really. No. Although on the other hand, for an artist, I suppose, you know, if your music isn't being bought, then it's not a great thing, is it? But I don't know.
No, you feel a catch 22. I say you feel a little bit frustrated at times, but then again, it's as a way of discovering things. It's, I mean, I don't think there's been a better time to be a music fan, really.
It's amazing. People have asked me for stuff that I've never heard of, and I've just put it in Spotify, and think, God, yeah, it's there. I'd never even heard of it. Because I get, like, people asking me for odd things here. I mean, I bring a lot of my stuff in, and I try to play upcoming, and I play local bands and things. But I do get some odd requests anyway. But anyway, back to what we're doing. Would you play us a song, please?
I will indeed.
Great stuff. Okay, what are you going to do for us?
Well, I'm going to open with an old song, which is obviously the way that you should never do it in the music industry. You should always play your single first.
Okay.
But in the wake of Mr. Ken Dodd passing today.
Oh, indeed, very sad news.
Well, sad. I'm going to rejig one of our quote unquote biggest hits.
Okay.
So and I'm also going to dedicate it to Rita Avery, who's from the place that the original song is about.
Okay.
So the song is called "It Never Rains on Mossley Hill."
Okay.
Obviously, that might not be true today. I'm gonna pretend that there is a microclimate existing over Mossley Hill. But today, I'm gonna rejig the lyrics a little bit, Matthew. And I'm gonna
tonight,
Matthew. This is gonna be "It Never Rains on Knotty Ash."
Okay.
For Mr. Ken Dodd.
Okay.
And I'm gonna move this microphone across a bit.
Okay. Whenever you're ready for that.
Here we go.
This is David Jaggs live on Muggle Radio on Radio tonight, and his first song he's gonna play for us.
It's a never-ending struggle when you're planning your escape, and you keep yourself together using paper clips and sellotape. Alright, is this alright? Is this alright? You can use a change of scenery, but you'd settle for a change of heart. But mountain ranges sound like different stages out of Mario Kart. Alright, is this alright? Just take me, please, where the future's not so monochrome. Please, from the council flats and stately homes. Please, 'cause I've worked my sticky fingers to the bone. Is this alright? Is this alright? Is this alright? Is this alright? I can act a little vicious when I'm running out of cash, and it's not so superstitious, but it never seems to rain on Naughty Ash. Is this alright? Just take me, please, where the future's not so monochrome. Please, from the council flats and stately homes. And please, sticky fingers to the bone. Is this alright? Is this alright? Is this alright? Is this alright?
Superb, David Jaggs. And "It Never Rains on Knotty Ash." Nice little tribute there to Sir Ken Dodd, who sadly passed away yesterday. Some very, very sad news indeed. And we were talking about him before and saying what an entertainer the guy was. I mean, a legend in the city. And I hope that the city does do something for him and renames a road in Nottingham after him, or a park or something.
I remember my kind of...
You got a statue of him.
Yeah, he must have a statue somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, there is. Was it Lime Street, I think?
Next to Bessie Braddock.
Yeah, Lime Street Station, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah. I remember going to see him in pantomime with my nan, so it's obviously my nan's no longer with us. And yeah. I've got really fond memories of that, because, I think her and my mum both bought tickle sticks, that's the thing. My mum still uses it to dust the house. It's ridiculous. It's like, she's like... You know what, I mean, you know, we might be selling them off as a novelty thing, but this is really good. It's really good for dusting the top of my cabinets. So, ridiculous, you know.
I do remember growing up having an LP somewhere. Do you know what, I bet you're still in the loft, Ken Dodd and the Diddy Men.
I met him a few times.
Did you?
Yeah. Wasn't he the second best selling artist of the 60s after the Beatles or something? Something outrageous like that.
He's sold over 100,000 records and stuff, and you think, oh my word, he's really, I mean, he had a couple of hits and things, but I mean, he obviously be remembered for his stage shows, and he used to play forever, didn't he? He'd go on stage and 3 hours later, you know, the babysitter's still waiting for his to come in and stuff like that. But
going around the house and shouting jokes through the letterbox.
indeed. Okay, so live stuff. I mean, I've seen you a good few times now in different venues, different places all over. And I'm interested to know what you've got coming up. You know, where we can see the Ragamuffins playing live.
Well, in terms of local stuff, we're doing the next big thing we've got. We're playing at the Peaky Blinders Bar in Kane's Brewery Village on April the 7th.
Okay,
that's going to be a sort of Ragamuffins exclusive. So just us. So you get loads of stuff. We throw in a couple of oddities and kind of mad stuff as well. So that'd be fun. I think we're in talks to do the Pop Overthrow Festival as well at the Cavern, which is in May. Hopefully not the same night as the Europa League final like we did.
Right, remember?
I
remember.
That was terrible. Yeah. That was possibly the worst gig I've ever done.
That was bad planning, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd not. I mean, that is a lack of a lack of confidence.
Yeah, definitely
a lack of confidence in a team getting to the cup final. But and then we're doing. I think we're going to be announcing doing a concert on one of the Maybank holiday weekends on Concert Square. Keep your eyes out and your ears peeled.
So you're on Facebook anyway, aren't you? I mean, you've got a Facebook page for the Ragamuffin, so people can go there and they can see what you've got coming up, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So it's Facebook, obviously facebook.com, and then if you search for the Ragamuffins UK, all one word, with one G, and then you can find us there, and if you're confused... It's ours will be the one with the bright orange background and the black sort of polka dots, which is our album.
You do have some great artwork, I must say.
Oh, cheers!
Yeah, really good, really cool stuff.
Yeah,
but the Peaky Blinders one, I mean, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be good. I mean, it's funny the Peaky Blinders, because I went there for the opening night. And it was surreal, because I think I was the only one there that wasn't dressed like an extra from Peaky Blinders. It was amazing.
See, it's going to be the first time ever Florin goes into a place and isn't like the only person wearing a suit or something.
Of course.
I've got this. I mean, I might have to put like a rice up. I shouldn't really admit it. I've never watched it.
Do you know what?
I should get around to it, but I've just, it's one of those, it's like you kind of get a box set. And the other thing is, I've realised recently, my missus has been taking the mick out of me for this. Because you know when you're watching a box set, if it's like a really serious, heavy thing, and you're watching it of an evening and then you're kind of trying to go to bed, you sort of need like a come down. And the come down we've kind of established on as a minute is cruising with Jane McDonald.
Right.
It's like it's the greatest sort of like, so you would be watching something really intense like Game of Thrones and seeing people in really violent things, and you're like, I can't go to bed now, I'll be having nightmares forever. Or The Walking Dead and zombies and things, and I can't be dealing with this. Right. And then you're like, cruising with Jane McDonald, amazing. It's just the most relaxing TV show I've ever watched. And it's, you don't have to think, so there you go.
Maybe that's the answer. I've seen a couple of episodes here. I thought it's alright, but I think you'd either get into it or you're not into it. There you go. Yeah. Not looking forward to the Peaky Blinders one. So I mean, what's the score? Does it pay on the door? Get in.
Completely free to get in.
Really?
Yeah, completely free to get in. You know, we're generous. Like
that's
that.
A bargain, absolute bargain. Yeah. And for that, you'll be thoroughly entertained. I can imagine. So really looking forward to that.
I don't think you've got to dress as a Peaky Blinder either.
But no.
It's optional. I mean, yeah. Obviously, if you want to dress,
you're not coming in on horse, are you?
No.
That's what they did on the night. You know. Honestly, I stood outside. There was crowds everywhere, and I thought, because I didn't even know I was in the right place first, and I just seen all these crowds. The next thing, this horse comes around the corner, a guy on a horse, followed by a load of blokes all come behind him. And next thing is they banged on the door. We're renaming this bar by the order of Peaky Blinders. Everyone marched, and I thought, oh my god, is this the TV? Are they filming this? It was bizarre.
That's cool.
It really was. But it was cool. Yeah. I must say, it's a cool place and you'll love it. I'm looking forward to going there. I'm looking forward to that. Because unfortunately, you played in Manchester and I couldn't make that one. Although now and again, we do get over there. But
yeah.
So how did that one go? How did the Manchester
that
one go?
That was good, yeah. Yeah, really good. I mean, we had Anna McCluckey, who she's got two of the guys who played on our record. And see, it was a very sort of like family affair for us, because obviously Anna has like two of the guys who played in our record, Matt, who's played drums for us quite a few times, and Caitlin, our saxophone player, her boyfriend Dan was playing bass for bass for Anna as well. So it was a very sort of like.
Yeah.
But Anna's been on The Voice, I think, and she's phenomenal. I mean, she plays harp. So you've got a harp going on live, and it's unreal. Then Big Society, which is one of Tom's band, where he does a lot of the arrangement and the writing for, they played after us, and they're like, it's just huge sounding rock and roll. And then it was us. So yeah, it was a great night.
Good night.
Really good. And the venue's brilliant. So great little venue there.
Brilliant. No, that's good. And you've been over in Germany as well?
Yeah, went over to did a couple of gigs in Munich. The first one, it was I'll tell you what, I'm so glad I had me navigation on my phone. So walking through all these streets. Whenever you go to a city, you want to have a little walk around and explore. Mm-hmm. So and it was, no one told me it was going to be -6. So all these people moaning about the beast from the east. I was in the middle. I had it a week before, and it was bitterly cold. I was like flying into the airport, looking at the snow, and thinking, "Oh, I've made a huge mistake here." Like taking a little woolen coat and thinking, "Oh, I'll be looking really cool walking around Munich," and I was very cool. So but it's just like it's like a warehouse gig. That was great. Yeah, lovely little acoustic gig over there for me.
Brilliant.
Good stuff. You can't knock that.
Good stuff. So. Well, do you fancy playing another song for us?
I will do. Yeah.
What are you going to play?
I would play Cosmischer Stat, but I think it might not work without the drums. So I'm going to play this. This is. I'm going to just stand over this wire, so it's not going to be disturbing my guitar playing. And this is Oxygen, which is one of the tracks on our record. And it goes a little bit like this. Let's move that a bit for the benefit of the audio listeners. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
In the beginning there was you. My cypher shook, my aim was true. But now by missing you and me, I'm in my element just now. You light the filament, the sparks back in our life each time we meet. And don't hold your breath, we're not out the woods just yet. And I don't need space, I just need oxygen to breathe. And don't bite your tongue, we're not giving up while we're still young. I don't need space, I just need oxygen to breathe. Well, I'm changing gear, I'm changing state. I don't watch the clocks, they're running late. And time ain't making me believe. So wandering over changing sky, belief can tell you've been a catalyst for everything I've wanted to achieve. And don't hold your breath, we're not out the woods just yet. And I don't need space, I just need oxygen to breathe. and don't bite your tongue. We're not giving up while we're still young. I don't need space, I just need oxygen to breathe. And your chemistry keeps turning on me. And your chemistry keeps turning on me. In the beginning there was you. My cyber shot, my aim was true. But now I'm missing you and me. And don't hold your breath. We're not out the woods just yet. And I don't need space, I just need oxygen to breathe. And don't bite your tongue. We're not giving up while we're still young. It's only space, I just need oxygen to breathe. And your chemistry keeps turning on me. And your chemistry keeps turning on me. And all your chemistry keeps turning on me. And your chemistry keeps turning on me.
Superb, that's David Jaggs and Oxygen. Great song, and great a way to play like that, so stripped back. As say, I've listened to the album. The album's great, and it's full on, full band. But to hear it stripped down like that, it's fabulous. Listening to the words, you're a clever songwriter. I mean, we've said this all along. Mike's listening tonight, and he's saying how good that sounds. So it sounds good at home. So for those who listen at home, I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard so far, and it's a real treat for you. And it's nice for us to have live music on Muggle Radio, and it's we're just so pleased that you've come in here tonight.
Thank you very much.
Because I know you're a busy man, and you're off to Ian Prowse's Monday Club.
Apparently so. Yeah. Going to go down and say hello to him and play a couple of songs there.
That's it. Because I mean, that's originally when going back to when we saw you. I mean, there was some sort of time with Ian Prowse then, wasn't there?
Yeah. I mean, I first met Ian with him being like a Wirral lad. There's a friend of mine called Dave.
He's a wool.
Yeah, he's a bad wolf.
He's a bad. It's funny because, I mean, I can't say exactly what was said here, but you can put two and two together. I saw him at the Ruby Lounge last year, and he was heckled all the way through by someone singing "You Scouse." You can fill the rest in yourself.
Yeah.
And halfway through, he stopped and went, "I'm a wolf," you know. And I just thought, wow, that was so good. Yeah. It's so funny. But it's good that, you know, he supports local music, and his Monday Club is great for that as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's there's loads of people who's kind of gone on to support him, we've all done like different. I mean, everyone from, I mean, Homer, I think the last time we did a gig with him was. It wasn't the, I think it was one of the academies in Manchester.
I was there.
Yeah, of course.
I was there.
Yeah, there was us, Hummingbirds, because we only did like an acoustic one, just me, Sam, and Flo, I think.
That's right. I remember.
Yeah, and the Hummingbirds played after us, and then obviously Ian. But yeah, I think I'm sure Prowse was having the like hitchhiker lift home that night. Bizarre. It's like, he's crazy, absolute crackers guy. But we've done some great gigs with him in the middle and in like proper way out East Lancashire way. Yeah. So like as you get out into the forests and hills and everything, like crazy stuff out there. So that was
good
guy.
Well, we'll give him a little nudge because we want to get him on the show as well. But, you know, I think it'll be hard work getting hold of Ian Prowse, but I'm going to do my best because that's my thing now. I mean, I'm delighted you're in here tonight, and I've been really, really lucky so far. Everybody that I've asked has come along, which I really, really appreciate. It's great to have you on local radio, and he's on my hit list, so I'm coming for him. I'm coming for Prowsey. So we're nearly out of time, Dave, and I'm going to be really cheeky and see whether you could possibly squeeze one more song in.
Seeing as we've been talking about it, let's play Cosmicia slash Star City.
Okay.
Let's see how it goes. So. You've been running.
waiting for the exit for what feels like a lifetime. And you try to make a joke, messed up the punchline. 'Cause now you're looking for a way out, but you're out of your depth. And you try to save face, but there's nothing worth saving left. I won't make this personal if you shirt me some slack. I've been holding my tongue, but I'm gonna get back to you. Star City! Wasn't looking for a change, but now I'm shouting to the top from the bottom of the food chain. And you're burning down bridges, and you're cutting those taxes. Yeah, you're knocking up walls and taking us backward. I won't make this personal if you learn some respect. Can you hear me out there? 'Cause I'm trying to connect with Star City. Star City. It's a national disgrace, but now I'm straining every muscle to keep up my poker face. And you're still burning down bridges, and you're cutting those taxes, and you're knocking on walls and trying to get back to Star City.
Wow.
Yeah.
Star City. Kosmistad, David Jaggs, live on Muggle Radio. David, thank you very much for coming in tonight.
No problem, been a pleasure.
And good luck with the album and good luck with your live stuff that you're doing, and people can see you down at Peaky Blinders on the 7th of April. And remember all the places that you can go along and buy David's album from. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you very much, David. And
no
good
problem.
Luck.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Sorry.